there's some feedback.
That's off. Mute you. What about now?
Sounds good now. Are you good on your end?
I'm good on my end. All right, I'll start it off. Hello, hello. This is Ty, Find Your Beast with Ty. Our new episode, and we got a new crew member from our Toastmasters group, our magical Nicole Borman.
Borman is good. You're good. Hello. Thank you.
Okay. She's going to be on here. We're going to call this episode whatever. We're just going to talk about a variety of things. She don't even care. She's just going for it. She's like one of our powerful Toastmasters group, a magical engineer with all of this talented built up inside of her. We're going to talk a little bit of that struggle sometimes you have in life and how to overcome that. And we're going to talk about how to find that purpose in life. Now, Nicole, tell us what are the struggles you think you have sometimes and how to help our listeners out there to overcome some of those struggles. What do you think are some daily things you think we can start off this talk with?
Whew. Well, I, like all of our viewers and you and everyone around the world, have had my share of struggles, both this year during COVID. Also, just that's kind of life, is having a lot of struggles and obstacles coming at you. I actually literally just last night, I felt like this year life has just been kind of a wave. It's like the ocean just like knocking me down, and I kind of pick myself back up, and then another wave of problems comes and knocks me down. And one of the things I think that helps the most is kind of differentiating between the waves are going to keep coming. You don't know exactly when the next one's going to be. You don't know how big the wave's going to be. But there's what you can do. Can you still push yourself back up, stand up again, and focus on that? Don't focus on why the wave is coming. Don't focus on why me. And definitely don't expect there to be no more waves after one hits you. Sometimes we just expect calm waters all the time. And when something bad happens, it's why me, and a lot of that life is unfair, which, yes, it is. But I think it's really just focusing on right now in this moment, what can I do to just try to enjoy as much as I can? And also, it doesn't mean you don't protect yourself from future waves, but just really focus on what power do you have, and not so much worrying about the external factors and the big tsunami wave that may or may not come. And when you focus on where you are right in that moment, you usually are okay. And you can usually find something to enjoy, and you can usually find some way to push you back up again to at least be okay in that moment.
All right. I like that. Because what she's trying to tell you guys, I'm going to break it down for you. She's trying to tell you, you got to prepare yourself every day, because we got to know which pill we got to take sometimes in life. Sometimes we take the stinky pill. You know, I always talk about the stinky pill, and we don't want to take that stinky pill. That stinky pill is negativity. So some things you might not want to put in your mind early in the morning is a bunch of news and cookies. You can't eat cookies for breakfast in the morning. You need to eat some good fruit and vegetables in the morning, because we got to feed our mind what's good to us and be prepared for all these waves that's going to whop you in the face. It's going to slap you and knock you down sometimes. Sometimes you just got to get on up now. You got to walk on the water. See, I believe in walking on the water. That's when you come through all these bullets that's coming at you sometimes, you know, kind of like Neo. You know, you have the bullets and you have all the different things coming at you. And then all of a sudden you put your hand up and you stop them and you drop it. That's when you know you become a Jedi Master. Now, Nicole is becoming a Jedi Master. She just don't believe she's a Jedi Master, but she is. And she can tackle those waves, but sometimes she got to shake off them bullets. See all them bullets coming at her? Got to be like, booyah, stop, and drop them. So as we walk through these waves, you know, on my podcast, we're going to be real here. And we're going to ask real serious questions to kind of help you, because there's people that's going through these different motions and don't know how to face these waves. When these waves hit you, Nicole, what's going on through your mind? What's going on there? What's going on? Because I know something about that funk on me, and I got to shake it off.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to shake off. And I guess with me and probably a lot of people, is our first instinct is to take kind of that sad pity pill. Is the why me? And that this isn't fair. And that this is impossible, and that I can't do this. I'm not cut out for this. I'm not strong enough for this. And you kind of have to set up a system to catch yourself when that happens. Is say, wait a minute.
Poop.
Is the what?
They bathing in the poop.
Yeah, you got to just say, whoa, just hold on. Just recognize that that's what you're doing. That's where you're heading. And ask yourself, is this where I want to go? And usually the answer should be no. And just kind of, okay, that's not where I want to go. I need to stop. I need to recognize that I'm falling into these habits of getting into this pity poopy party, and say, okay, what mindset can I do instead? How can I reframe this? How can I focus on the good? How can I turn what I think is a wave into my benefit? And I guess that's kind of is the first thing, is just like with any problem, is just recognizing that it's a problem, is recognizing that you don't have to get into the spiral of negativity. And even if it's difficult, I've known Tyrone for about a year, and it still is a struggle. But at least now it's catching yourself when you start going down that road and say, wait, stop. This isn't where I want to go. This isn't going to serve me. And then say, okay, and then start thinking of, okay, what are some things I can do to turn this around?
All right. I like it. So you will have the storms out there. That's normal. We should expect the storms of life, but don't let it get up in the boat and sink you. That's the problem. See, we don't realize that we have to have the storms to get better. That's how we learn. You're not going to learn from no one that ain't been through no storms. See, I done been through a hot mess and some. I done been through the pity party thinking I wasn't supposed to be here anymore. I wasn't supposed to do nothing no more. I was in the funk. But then I had to start bathing all and wash my face. Just wash all that dirt off my face. And as I washed all that dirt off my face, then I started cleansing my mind. I had to separate myself from certain people. That's normal. Then you have to separate yourself from certain environments. That's normal. I actually think the Rona, I call it the Rona. You know, everybody been in the Rona. Yeah. That's the storm. We just co-rona it now, because now it's all everybody. It's affecting the whole world. It's just co-rona. So as they co-rona us now with the coronavirus, what has happened is now everybody's affected. Whereas maybe a small percentage, or maybe half or 75% was affected. Now this affects everyone, the co-rona. What we need to do is face some of those challenges, and actually, like Nicole was saying to you guys, we got to like get up. You got to get up. When you get knocked down, get up. Kind of like Rocky. You know how Rocky, I love that movie. That's life. It's just punching you. You know, you getting whopped. You getting beat up. So as we go through this scenarios, we got Nicole on here that's going to give her, she gave us some of her experience of how to work through that. And she still have issues. I still got issues too. But it doesn't last as long when you are already prepared. You're preparing your mind for those bullets coming at you of negativity. Now, when you Nicole, to help some of our listeners out there, because a lot of times, you know, as we go through this season, it's supposed to be the happiest season of the world, but it's not. Statistically, it's actually the worst. People get more depressed in this quarter, not me. I actually love this time of the year, truly love this time of the year, because it's more days off so I can relax. I'm actually in hog heaven. Me and my wife, we in hog heaven over here. We love it. Why is it that you think people get more depressed during the happiest time of our season?
I think, and well, this is what I think, and then I said, I am an engineer, but I read a lot about science and this kind of thing, and psychological studies have also shown this, but a lot of times our happiness is because there's that gap between our expectations and also what we see as our peers and our surrounding and what we think should happen. And when where we are is below our expectations, then like you said, we focus on that, and that's what creates this unhappiness. So a lot of times during the holidays, there are these high expectations of, and that, and we also have this perhaps a incorrect assumption that everybody else, they have this huge, wonderful family and there are never any fights or problems. Everybody gets along perfectly. There's also a lot of expenses and a lot of, okay, we got to spend all this money on all these gifts. And sometimes, well, I don't have money to buy everybody, you know, a free cruise and trip everywhere. And I think there are these expectations of, and then just also reflecting on the past year and what you thought you were going to accomplish and what you think everybody else is accomplishing. And perhaps you didn't quite accomplish all that. And I think just at this time, there's just a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves on all of our aspects of our lives, our family lives, perhaps our relationship, our work, our financial situation. And there's just all this time of reflecting and having this misperception that everybody else has it all together. And when you don't meet what you think you should be doing, then instead of focusing on all the great things you have, everything that you have to be thankful for, you're focusing on all those perceived gaps that you think you should have been able to accomplish. And I think that's why there's this misperception. And I think now with social media and everything, it's even higher misperception because everyone's posting their beautiful family photos together, and only the people that have these great family gatherings are posting things. And when they send out those Christmas cards, they're only listing their accomplishments and their happy moments. They're not listing the struggles. They're not posting the fights. They're not posting these difficult family situations that they have to work through. And maybe how financially it's hard and you can't give your family or loved ones all the great gifts that you would ideally like to. Even though in the end, probably wouldn't really matter if you did. But I think we've set these really, really high expectations for ourselves. And that puts a lot of unnecessary stress. And we kind of lose the whole meaning of what this whole season is supposed to be about.
Yeah, I think that's what we tend to forget. We forget to be grateful for what things we didn't have to pay for. You know, like being able to talk, being able to walk, being able to see. See, we take those things for granted, but there's a lot of people that can't see or talk or hear, but we take all these things for granted, us that doesn't have any disabilities or any deformities or anything like that. I think that's why for me, I sit back and I try to be grateful for those things first before all these things. Because remember, you cannot die with those things. I always tell people they are not going to put a U-Haul behind you. There ain't no U-Hauls going behind you, okay? What I'm going to do is if Nicole dies before me, what's going to happen is I'm going to go raid her house. I'm serious.
Well, now we have this recorded now. Now, if everything disappears, we know who to go after.
He said, no, you ain't going to raid my house. But see, the thing is, she's going to raid my house. See, if we gone, ain't nobody in here. Somebody got to get it. So you cannot leave this earth with that stuff. The Egyptians tried it. Guess what happened? Everybody raiding it right now. They like stealing, pillaging, they just taking everything. So I tell people, you cannot leave with this stuff. All you can leave with is your spirit. That's it. That's the only thing all gone. That's it. So let go of that stuff and stop buying all them kids all that mess. They're going to put you in a nursing home anyway. So you might as well, you better save your money. I tell people, save your money. I tell my clients that, save your money now, because you're going to need some money, because they're going to stick you in the nursing home. They're going to stick you in the nursing home. They're going to steal all your money. Now, not everybody, but it's a big percentage, more than 50. They will take your money. There's actually an article on that. So as she talks about that, be grateful for what you have. That's a key point. See, we have a lot of stuff. Compared to other countries, we have a lot of stuff. We got so much stuff. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens in front of me right now. Now, you know that's a shame. So as I look through life and I'm sitting there like in pity party, I'm looking around. Shut up. I have to tell myself, shut up. Shut your mouth. You got to be quiet. Because sometimes that's what you got to get real with yourself. So, Nicole, yeah. as we move forward through that and as we talk through that, you know, I went on a little crazy train there for a second. Sorry. You know.
No, I have so many things I want to add to that.
Add to this conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah. I guess for me, because as I said, I think a lot of it is unlearning this habit we have of this pity party habit. I think our brains are meant to protect ourselves. And so we're used to focusing on the negative and our threats.
We just survived.
Because that's what these cavemen, you know, thousands of years ago, that's what they needed to do to survive. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, most of us in the moment are relatively safe. Mm-hmm. We're not going to die. And in fact, this kind of lack of real threats has just kind of turned us into this very depressed anxiety kind of state. And I, for many years, used this habit of we'll listen to Tyrone and we'll say, yeah, that's true. I'm not blind. I'm, you know, I can see. But then applying it in real life is hard, because you really need to detrain yourself from all these years of having these kind of this habit of going into these negative thought patterns. And to retrain yourself is hard. It's a daily or something you need to train yourself to do multiple times a day. And I am still under Tyrone's training program. But I think, you know, because I've actually, you know, maybe some of you as well, I've had some health scares. And I told myself in the end, if I get out of this, I'm never going to be ungrateful for my health again, that I'm always going to appreciate it. But the reality is that only lasted 2 days. Ooh. And then I went back into my same thoughts of worrying about work, of worrying about all these things once I got in the clear. And then I realized, and then another friend I had, because who was a cancer survivor, I talked to him about this. I thought I was going to be like a new me, and I'm back to the same situation. And he said it was the same thing for him when he overcame his cancer. It was, you know, kind of declared cured, and that it's a daily practice. You can't undo your whole life of focusing on little things that don't really matter in one day, even with one shock. You really need to establish this daily practice, and Tyrone's been good about reminding me every day, what are you grateful for? And not on big things, just on little things. And just realizing that any of these big things, are they really affecting right in this moment your ability to be happy? Because I found even with chronic pain, you can still enjoy some things. Even a lot of the things we're upset about are our worries about the future or our regrets in the past. But really, if you think about in this moment, even if you have a minor amount of pain, I found you can still be happy. But if you have no pain in your body, you can look at the sunshine or the rain or just anything and just enjoy where you are and be grateful for that. So back to you, but that was just my little 2 cents to add to.
Oh, she went deep in there. I mean, that was deep. So that's what I'm talking about. When we get to take care of ourselves, we tend to not have that pity party less. You're still going to have some pity party time. That's normal. But it's going to go away quicker when you have the tools. And as I work with different people, over this course of time and help them through their, you know, that time frame, I know that I'm supposed to help them because I tell God to use me to add value to somebody else. I don't need too much more. Just keep me upright, Lord, because you know when I went through my health scare, I tell people I was on the funk land. Then I had to shake it off. You know, I was like, oh man, this is done. I don't want this diabetes, whatever. I don't want all this stuff. This is crazy. But then I had to realize who caused it. I'm the one out there eating party food every day. I ain't exercising. I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what the issue was, but a lot of times we try to blame it on our circumstances. I was trying to blame it on, oh, well, it's because I was stressed out because of this at work and this and this and that. Instead of saying, you know, you ate a whole bag of cookies the other day and you had barbecue, you had fried chicken, you ain't nothing good that you supposed to be eating. That's the same thing that we do sometimes. We don't work on ourselves, our mindsets, to get better. You got to work on this thing every day. You got to bring in some good food, some good fruit. Oh, yeah, that's going to feed me. Whatever it is, tell yourself something good, that I'm amazing. I am beautiful.
Yeah. Touching on what you said, we all know and are taught, and whether we follow it or not, sometimes not. Sometimes we need a little diabetes to wake us up. But, you know, we all know, you know, we need to exercise or be active. It doesn't necessarily have to be going to the gym, but you need to get a movement throughout your day. You need it healthy. And we know what that is, but we don't. No one teaches us, at least no one taught me, how to feed your mind, how to take care of yourself mentally. And that almost like doesn't count. That's the most important part. And it's something you need to do daily. You need to feed yourself and your mind the positive things and get yourself in that environment daily and or even multiple times a day. And that's just as important as making sure every day you are eating healthy and minimizing the junk food. Not that you're never going to have it. Not that you're never going to get sad. But not that you're never going to have your days when you just want to cuddle up and lay on the couch and rest. But I think me and a lot of people, I think we don't have any clue on how to take care of ourselves mentally.
That's true, because I think there's a lot of self-help books out there, but most of us don't read them. We don't really want to. A lot of times I tell people what happens is we say we care about our fellow person, but you're happy inside. It ain't me. You actually kind of, oh, well, shoot, I'm glad that ain't me. You're saying to yourself, I mean, so really, in actuality, a lot of people don't really care what's going on in your life because they're happy that it's not them. It's not that they're trying to be mean. It's just that I've caught myself saying, man, I ain't got it that bad. I'm good. Stop comparing your life to other people. Fulfill your true potential. And I have some questions for Nicole. What are some of your goals for self-care?
Excellent question. So it's been something I recognize that I need to improve on. And so I am, you know, work in progress. But one thing is I have a little gratitude journal. And so sometime throughout the day, I need to write 5 different things that I am thankful for. And it's that daily practice. It's not wait until something bad happens and then I'm grateful. It's not wait until that friend or family member dies. You see someone, you think, well, thank God that's not me. You don't wait for the kind of tragedies of others to be grateful. You need to retrain yourself to be grateful every day and find something new. Whether it's just that the leaves outside my windows are changing color and they're a beautiful yellow, or you maybe just that you have your health and you can still see them, but just changing that mindset so that you are focusing on positive things. And then the other ones, I think, again, movement. We are you know, movement can mean different things. Sometimes you might have some disabilities, and movement for you might be different than some young person in their 20s that has no physical ailments at all. But I think we are happier, and studies have shown you're happier when you exercise and can get in some movement, and that releases positive chemicals. So every day I try to get in some kind of movement that I enjoy. Also, and this one is really, really hard this year, but getting that social network. I think you can be introverted or extroverted, but everybody, we are social creatures. We are not a creature that lives alone. And so it's about identifying, based on your introversion, extroversion comforts, what are your social needs? What kind of social network and support do you need? And what is a safe way to do that in this new environment? And making sure that you don't want to put people in danger based on what's going on, but it is something that you need, and finding that happy medium so that you're getting those physical needs met, or physical needs, kind of emotional needs met, that you feel that you belong to a community, that you have people to talk to, and that people love and care about you, and that you have other people to care about, and you're not just in your own little bubble. That I think as humans, we are meant to live that way, where we know people care about us, and that we are important to other people, and that we are actively trying to help others. And so I think for me, focusing on those four things are part of my self-care. Oh, and sleep, because I'm kind of one of those go, go, go people. And sleep is very important too. So trying to block out, okay, after this time, no more electronics, 2 hours before I go to bed. I'm working on it. Can't say I'm not doing it, but that's the plan. Actually, kind of just those self-care type of things, just to make sure that I'm not perfect. It's a daily thing where I'm working on it. I look at what I did the other day and say, okay, how could I improve? Did I make time to call my mom? No. Okay. It's a daily thing, but it's not about perfection. It's about try to just get a little bit better every day and reprioritizing what's really important so that we're taking care and we're focusing on the right things.
All right. That was a good one. I love it. I love it. Some of the strategies that she talked about, some of those strategies you can add and incorporate into what Nicole's talking about. Don't put in your electronics in your bedroom. I have no TVs in my bedroom anymore. I got rid of those about 12 years ago. There's no TVs. There's no phones in my bedroom. So it don't matter if you do call me at 2 o'clock in the morning or anything, because I'm not going to hear it anyway. It doesn't matter. So I have no electronics in my bedroom. I know some people say they use it for their alarm clock. I will buy you an alarm clock. I will buy you a little alarm clock. It costs about $5 on Amazon. I will send you an alarm clock. If you say that's the only reason you need that in your room, I used to go over and look at my phone back in the day. Now I don't. So.
Yeah, even actually adding on that, I mean, one, you can buy an alarm clock, or you can go to Tyrone's Drawing for a free alarm clock. But actually a few years ago, and maybe this is a little bit part of my go, go, go too much, but I was working two jobs at the same time. And so I'd wake up at 5 a.m. to do the first job to make room for the second one. I am not a morning person. I think Tyrone is. I hate mornings. I am like dead. And so I realized the only way I am actually going to get up is if my phone and the alarm on my phone is in a different room. So by the time I get out of my bed and go into the other room to turn off my phone alarm, okay, I'm already in this other room. I just got to get ready. So that's no excuse for the alarm. And I actually found having the phone farther away makes it less likely for you to keep hitting that snooze button in your bed over and over again. So again, you can buy an alarm clock, put the phone farther away. There's no excuse. It's better. Put it in the other end of the room.
He's calling that alarm clock a little dirty little bandit waking me up all of a sudden. Now, remember, that's a mindset. I used to say the same thing, that I wasn't a morning person. Years ago, I was a morning person. Now, all of a sudden, what happened? See, it's a mindset. We just got to change it. I am a morning person. See, she got to listen to the go, go, go episode that we talked about, the go, go, go disease. See, that one was a little deep on there. That went down into the weeds of the go, go, go disease, because I got Still, one, two, three jobs. So, but what I do is I put everything on the calendar so that I don't go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Everything goes on the calendar. That's why I get up early in the morning. And I still feel sometimes catatonic, even though I got up and I got things done, but I didn't get as much done as I want to. Now, that's a fallacy we have as humans. We think we have to get every single thing done instead of saying, what's your top three priorities today? What's your theme today? If your theme today is to set a blog, your theme today is to have a podcast with some friends, your theme today is to go to Toastmasters. Whatever your theme is today, set those three priorities and put it on your calendar with time, just like an appointment. It works better that way. If you put everything on the calendar, then none of your time is wasted. And then you can become a morning person just like me. There you go.
All right, I'll work on that as my next project, is getting myself to be more of a morning person.
Now, as we close down and as we shake off all that, you know, misery loves company attitude, because we ain't going to have no more misery loves company attitude. We're going to wake up and we're going to shake it off. What is it that you value? You know, I always ask this question to most of my guests on it. What is it that you value the most? Could you tell us that, Nicole? What do you value the most as we talk about the whatever today?
That is a very good question. And my answer will probably change from now to different times in my life. But as far as today, I think what matters the most is my relationships with people. I think we're not here for ourselves. We're here because we're all interconnected, whether you want to deny it and say, no, I'm me, I take care of myself. And, you know, we're all about relationships, and we're on this earth, not just for us, but for other people and for this whole earth, not just even other people. I think we're on the earth for the planet and the universe, everything. And I think that to me is my most important thing, is what is my role in that kind of web or interconnectedness and relationships, and what do I want my piece to be in how I relate to others and how I help others, and just remembering that, yeah, we're all just a little piece in a big, giant, beautiful web, and what do we want our piece to be. And I think that's kind of what I value the most, is just the relationships that I can have with other people and what my role in the relationship can be. Because in the end, I think everything else, everything's important at different times. I don't want to say that money's not important. We need to eat. Money does buy us things. And I believe in learning and growing and spirituality, but I think really we're here on earth because of relationships. So.
All right. I like that. What we have to do as we walk our journey, and that's such a good point that you brought up, is that we constantly got to work on ourselves every day. Because trust me, I get in a funk and I get in a bad mood over here. Then I have to shake it off so I'm not bringing all the stinky into my arena that I'm going into. No matter if it's on the podcast, the blog, Toastmasters, at work, wherever I'm going, I got a set of mindset. Now I'm going to have a good day. That's how I start my day off. I'm going to have a good day. It don't matter if I got to walk on top of all the poo-poo that's going on in the world out there. I say to myself, I'm going to have a good day regardless of what they say, what they do, because that doesn't bother me. It only matters what you think about you. It don't matter what everybody else say. It's kind of like if me and Nicole's both walking down the street and they say, hey, stupid. Now, I don't turn around because I know they ain't talking to me.
But I do turn around.
I hope my little pad one over there, she wouldn't turn around either. But she might turn around and and actually acknowledge that they call us stupid. And see, it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. It only matters what you say. Because if you call yourself stupid, if you call yourself dumb, that's actually what, that's what we become. You become what you think about. All the scientists, all the people done said it, you become what you think about. They all agree on that one thing. It don't matter what anybody else say about you. It only matters what you say about you. That's how we really, okay, truly got self-care. And that's why we have to say those good things to ourselves. At first, you ain't going to believe it. Because most people are afraid to be in that mirror and say it to themselves. They think they're stupid. They think this is silly. That's okay. You start off silly, but you got to have that self-talk with yourself when you're having them little crazy little sessions and it's telling you, you know, you can't do that podcast. You know, you can't do that. And then I'm like, are you crazy? I can talk. I love talking. Why is it that I wouldn't want to talk when I'm prepared to say something to the world? You better go on and tell your truth. Ain't that right, Nicole?
That is very right. You hit on a lot of points. I mean, like you touched on with the podcast. Me, myself, I first thought, me in a podcast? Like, I have nothing to say. I'm not qualified. I can't do it. I just...
Me neither.
Just, I came up with a long list of reasons why I am not qualified to talk, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. And another thing actually that, well, one is try to surround yourself with friends and family and people that will give you those positive messages. And Tyrone's one of those people in my life that I'm very thankful for, but make sure you're surrounded by that. Like Tyrone mentioned earlier about what is the environment you're in and making sure you can't make yourself immune 100%. You are going to have those little people here and there, but if that's your constant environment, you got to love yourself and take yourself out of it. But then another thing is, a lot of times when we think about how we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't imagine talking to our loved ones or anyone that way. Most of us would never talk to even a stranger, let alone someone you love, and you're supposed to love yourself more than anybody else. And if you think about the way you talk to yourself, the negative messages, they're just the discouraging, just the insults, you would never. So when you do yourself, just think, if this were whoever you love the most, any partner, children, parents, siblings, friend, would you talk to them that way? If they were in that similar situation, what would you say to them? And making sure you're saying those kind of messages to yourself, because we are our own worst critic. And it's, again, we're going to do it, but just catch yourself and say, wait a minute, what am I doing here? And kind of flip the script in those messages that you're telling yourself.
I like it. Now, as we close out the day, because we got to get on our Toastmaster here. See, I didn't think it was, I knew it was going to go that long. I knew that was going to happen anyway.
I did.
But the thing is that as we talk about self-care, we have a call to action. We always got to make sure we have a call to action. You know, I'm going to leave you with some homework. Some of y'all are scared of homework, so we just call it call to action, because some people are afraid of homework, because I know some people didn't do good in school and they didn't like homework. So that's a scary word, just like alarm clock. Stop calling it alarm clock, because now you are mad at that clock. You calling it a dirty critter. You are in there punching your clock. Now, why are you in there fighting that little clock? What you got to do is kind of like Nicole said, she put her alarm clock far away from herself so that she got to get up out of the bed and you can't reach it. That's a good point. That's a good strategy. So move your purpose clock away from you. See, I call it purpose clock because you're still here for a reason. Now, another call to action, as we talked about in this podcast, the most important person in your life is who? You. You're the most important person in your life. It's nobody else. Nobody else is I don't care. It ain't your mama. It ain't your daddy. It ain't your brother. It ain't your sister. It ain't your wife. It ain't your husband. And no matter who it is, Because without you, do you have no more life? You're done. Take care of you first. Then start taking care of yourself. I know some of y'all got acts of service. Y'all put yourselves under the bed first, and then everybody else gets stepped on. I was that person years ago. Didn't take care of me. I can't be a better version unless I take care of me. The third thing that we want to talk about as we end up here real quick, we have to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves. I know we talked about this on other podcasts, but that's a part of this action because we went down that road of self-care, taking care of ourselves. Now, Nicole, finish us out here as we close up of this podcast. Lead us with a good value point. What you got for us?
A good value point?
Yeah, take us on home out of here.
How do I give a good value point? Help me out.
You know, like a good nugget. You know, like stop listening to all that TV stuff. You know, work on you. When you start getting down on yourself, I want you to stand up and stand tall and say, I'm bad to the bone.
All right. I would say, you know, with all of Tyrone's suggestions and to-do lists, and whenever you feel inspired or you want to put yourself to action, just be gentle to yourself. And remember, it's a process. It's not going to be your night or day. Expect yourself to mess up on certain days and have a day where, guess what? You took that phone, you put it far away, and you went crawled right back into bed, and you looked at all of those horrible news stories, and you got yourself in funk. It's going to happen. But just remember, that's part of the process. It's just a daily picking yourself up again, trying to do it again. And messing up does not mean you're just going to throw away the whole thing. That's part of you getting better, is those ups and downs of life, those days where you're going to hit your goals and your to-do list better than other days. But just expect it to happen, because when you plan and expect that you're going to happen, then it doesn't throw you off. And so I think be kind to yourself. Pick those top three, your three goals, your habits that you're going to work on changing. And just remember, every day, every moment, every second is a new opportunity to go at it again. So best of luck for all of you guys that are struggling, and just keep going.
All right. I like it. She took us on home. Now, remember, if you want to find us on social media, it's all about the Kool-Aid and relationships, our mastermind group. You're welcome to join. Tell me why you want to join, because I don't want no crazy stalkers. I want you to tell me you got to add value to it versus I'm just going to come in here and be a hot mess. We take your hot mess, but don't just come in here. I'm going to be negative. And no, we can't do that now. That's not the kind of community we want. Or you can find us on the podcast. And of course, if you need any private sessions, let me know. Hit me up on Facebook or wherever on social media platforms, and we'll go from there. Thanks, Nicole, for all of your wonderful nuggets. And I
thank you, Tyrone, for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I knew she could do it. Now, to all my Find My Beast with Ty podcasters, thanks again. Hit a like. We'll go from there. Thanks.